Chachadavas Parabay Mishnah Dalit. Who are you, Omer? Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, used to say, Ase Ritzoinoi Kiritzoinecha, Kideisha Yase Ritzoincha Kiritzoino. Do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will as if it's your will, just like when you want to do something, you do it with cheshek, you do it with desire, and with simcha. So too, when you are doing the rasan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing mitzvahs, you should do it with simcha and with cheshek, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do your will as if it's his will. As we found in the previous mission, the Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Anasi, said that a person shouldn't come too close to the malchus, as the malchus is only interested in their own benefit, not in your benefit. This Mishnah, he tells us, that instead, you should be mitkarev yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus Shemayim is the opposite of Malchus Basa B'dam. Malchus Shemayim is mitkarev a person for the person's benefit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no benefit from being mitkarev the person. And so too, Malchus Shemayim is omed la'adam b'shas dako, stands by the person when he is in need. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us that you should do HaKadosh Baruch Hu will as if it's your will, and that way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do your will as if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Batel Ritzoincha Mipnei Ritzoinoi Kidei Sheyevatel Ritzon Acherem Mipnei Ritzoincha. A person should negate his will for the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Avera comes into a person's hands and he wants to do the Avera, he should negate his Ritzon, as the Ritzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not to do the Avera, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mevato and negate the ratzon of others who want to harm you, as that is your will, as since you do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not do Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do your will and will negate the will of your enemies who want to harm you. Now, some people learn that that which is said, yevato ratzon acherim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will negate the will of others, really it should say, mevato ratzon atma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will negate his own will. But it is not proper to say that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so instead it says Ritzon Acherim, but it really means to say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mevato his Ritzon and do your will since you do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Hillel Omer al Tifrosh min HaTzibur. Hillel said a person should not separate himself from the Tzibur. A person should not daven be a chidus, even if he thinks he will have more kavana by davening alone. Still, he should daven with the Tzibur, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu always more readily accepts the tefillah of a tzibur than the tefillah of a yachid. So too we learn from here that when the tzibur is bitsar, a person should be mishtateh and join the tsar of the tzibur. If the tzibur is fasting because of a tsar they have, even if the person himself is not in that tsar, he should join the fast day and emphasize with the tzibur, as Chazal tell us, that a person who does not emphasize and join the tsar of the tzibur will not see the nechama of the tzibur. When the tzibur has nechama, he will not be with them by that nechama. A person should not trust in himself until the day of his death. A person should not think, since I have not done averus until now, so my future is assured. I certainly will not do averus from now on, as nothing is guaranteed, as the Yetzer Hara never gives up. As a regular enemy of a person, if he fights with you a number of times and loses, he will not fight with you anymore. But the Yetzer Hara is not like that. No matter how many times the Yetzer Hara is beaten by you, he still goes after you. So therefore, a person should never trust that he will not do averus from now on. This we learn from Yochanan Kohen Gadol. He was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and still at the end of his life, he became a tzaduki. Ve'al tadun es chavercha atetagia limkomo. You should not judge your friend unless you reached his place. If you see that your friend was benisayon, he was put to test and he failed, he did the avera, you should not judge him and think that he is a bad person unless you yourself was in the same nisayon and you were omed benisayon. Otherwise, how could you judge your friend? Maybe if you had the same nisayon, you also would have failed. Ve'al tomar davar she'efsher lishmoa she'sofo lihishama. A person should not say something that he thinks is impossible to be heard, because at the end, it will be heard. When a person tells a secret to somebody, he should not think nobody will hear about this, because at the end, it will get out. As the pasuk says, ki ope shamayim yolech es hakol, the bird will carry the voice. If a person wants to keep a secret, he should keep it to himself. He should not tell anybody the secret. We also see from here that when a person has a chance to hear divrei Torah, He shouldn't say that right now it's impossible for me to listen to this Dvar Torah. I'll hear it a different time. Instead, if a person has a chance to hear his Dvar Torah, he should listen to it right away. A person should not say, when I have free time, that's when I'll learn. Right now, I'm busy with my business or other things. I don't have time to learn. As maybe he will never have time to learn. As if a person continues to push off learning by saying, I'll have time sometime else to learn, it will never free up. He'll always be busy. Instead, a person has to be koveh itim la Torah every single day. He has to set aside a certain amount of time to learn and always learn at that time, no matter what. Mesechet Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, Hu Yomer, Hillel used to say, Ein bor yirei ched, v'lo ama'aretz chasid. A bor cannot be a yirei ched. A bor is referring to somebody who not only has he not learned Torah, he also has not learned derech eretz. He does not have the seichel to have learned good midos, and therefore it's impossible for him to be a yirei ched. And even if we see he does not do averus, it's not from yirei ched. In order to have yirei ched, you have to have a certain amount of das and seichel, and since he does not have that, obviously he is not a yirei ched. And an Am Aretz cannot be a chassid. An Am Aretz is referring to somebody who has das and seichel. He does have derech eretz, just he has not learned a lot of Torah. For him, it's certainly possible to be a yirei ched, but he cannot be a chassid. As a chassid is a very high level, close to Ruach HaKodesh, and it's impossible for somebody who does not have chachma to reach the level of chassidus. As it says in Sefer Amunah and Bitachon, that chassidus is an os ala chachma. If we see somebody as a chassid, we know he's a chacham, just like a pri is an os ala ilan. If we see a pri, obviously there's an ilan. So therefore, since the Amar does not have chachma, he cannot be a chassid. Velo ha baishan lamad, velo ha kapdan melamed. Somebody who is a baishan, he's too embarrassed to ask the Rebbe any question that he has, he cannot learn. Even though to be a baishan is an excellent midah in every other respect, as Chazal tell us that being a baishan is one of the midos that Klai Yisrael is known for, but as far as learning Torah is concerned, it's not worthwhile to be a baishan. Instead, every time you have a question, you should ask your Rebbe and not be embarrassed. And somebody who is a kapdan, somebody who gets very easily angered and is makbid about everything, he cannot be a malamed, he cannot teach Torah, as he will give the Talmidim a bad feeling. They will be afraid to ask any questions because they are afraid of the reaction of the Rebbe. So therefore, it's not worthwhile for him to be a Rebbe at all. Velo kohamarbe bischora machgim. And not everybody who goes around and does business can become a chacham, as it's very difficult to become a chacham if you're very busy running around in business. Even though we have said earlier that a person should not just learn Torah, he also should be involved in derech eretz and malacha, but this is not referring to traveling around on business. As we learn out from the pasuk v'lo me'ever et le'yam hi, Chazal tell us that the Torah is not found by those that go to the other side of the yam to do business. A person should do malacha, but he should do it in the place that he lives. Uvemakom she'ein anashim hishtadel liyos ish. And in a place where there aren't anashim, a person should make the effort to be an ish. Meaning to say that if a person lives in a place where he does not have rabbim to teach him Torah, he should make the effort to teach himself Torah. Even though a person has to learn a certain amount from rabbim, but after he has learned a certain amount, he can then learn the Torah on his own. We learn this out from the pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Mikol melamdai hiskalti, ki edusecha sichali. David HaMelech said that I was maskil yoter than my melamdin because he learned Torah all the time. That's what it means, edusecha sichali. He constantly reviewed the Torah, and I yidei that he became yoter chacham than his rabbam. So therefore we see from there that a person does not need rabbam if he constantly reviews the Torah. He can learn the Torah on his own. So therefore, even if somebody does not have rabbim to teach him Torah, he should not say that I give up, I cannot learn Torah. Instead, he should constantly review the Torah until he becomes a chacham.